escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did he just say I-35 was relieving itself?
I just want to win, Jen.
I know that I'm hard. Back in on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty is off today. He's down in Tulsa at Southern Hills Country Club, getting the opportunity to play one of the great courses in the Midwest. They presented that opportunity to him. He's like, dude, I got an opportunity to play Southern Hills down in Tulsa. Can I go? I'm like, take the day off, man. I'll be back on Friday. Take Friday off. He's like, nah, I'll be back on Friday. It's not a far drive, 3.5 hours down to Tulsa. You go down there and play Southern Hills and have the opportunity to play a course that Tiger Woods has played. Tom Watson has played that course. Such a legendary course down there in Tulsa that's done so much. So he had the opportunity to go play that course down in Tulsa. Southern Hills, we'll hear all about it tomorrow, I'm sure. I'm very excited to see how he plays at one of those great courses, because it's a good opportunity for Dusty. I'm sure many people who golf have never played a course like Southern Hills down in Tulsa. He got the opportunity to do that, and I told him, life's about opportunities, man. Go take advantage of that. And so that's where he is today. He will be back tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan on what we call Fesco and Dusty. We've talked a lot about the stadiums, right? Everybody's talked a lot about it. And and I was talking to Jeff from over at Heartland Men's Health the other day, and he said to me, he goes, God, I love the stadium talk. I could listen to that kind of conversation all day. And I think that's where most people are. I get asked about the stadiums more than I get asked about anything, right? And that's what people want to know. Where are these teams going to end up? And as we told you, it looks like 119th and Nall is looking really good for the Royals to end up there and whatnot. And we talked about that a couple of days ago with I's dotted and T's crossed, them coming to a deal with Occidental or the people who own the land that are related to the Royals, or however they're phrasing that these days. And so the next question kind of becomes, you know, what are the Chiefs going to do? Get asked that all the time. The Chiefs can renovate in Missouri, right, at Arrowhead Stadium, or they can build new across the state line in Kansas. And so that always becomes kind of a topic of conversation, and everybody's got their opinions on what they should do. You said something at the beginning of the show today, Mac, that I want you to repeat for everybody. And you said to me, you go, I've been with you over a year now, and I've realized that sports is a what?
It's a business.
It's a business. It's a business first.
Yep.
It is a business second. It is a business third, right? These guys are all about making those Benjamins, right? And so yesterday, the listing of NFL franchise values came out, right? And you would think with where the Chiefs have been, the successes that they had, everything that they've done over the last 10 years, they'd be one of the top valued franchises in the NFL, right? You would think that, right?
Yeah, I would.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The Chiefs are 16th, literally the middle of the pack.
It's crazy.
In the NFL. No team has been more successful on the field. Quite honestly, no team has been more successful off the field.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So you
with
got
this Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
I mean, they're getting Taylor Swift love. They're getting Hallmark love. They're getting ESPN love. They're getting, you know, whatever love from everybody, and they're still only the 16th most valued franchise in the NFL. Up two spots from last year.
Yeah, that's it. Two spots.
Now, their franchise value has increased 20% year to date. The Giants in 1 year. Franchise value has increased 34%, and they were one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Wow.
And a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the market that you're in. The New York market, obviously, is worth more than Kansas City, Green Bay, places like that. But you start looking at the franchises that are valued and at the top end of the spectrum. The Dallas Cowboys are the number one most valued franchise in the NFL at $12.8 billion. The Dallas Cowboys have been a mid to below mid franchise for the last 30 years on the field. But where they make their money, where they grow their franchise, the branding, the stadium, the star, all of that kind of stuff that they have down in Dallas, they've done an amazing job. That's why Jerry Jones doesn't care about the product that's on the field. He's sitting on a franchise that's valued at almost $13 billion. The Rams number two, Giants number three, Patriots number four, San Francisco number five. What do all of those teams have in common with the exception of the Rams? They all missed the playoffs last year.
Yeah, it's true.
And the Rams would not be number two if they were still in St. Louis. They would be way down that list.
Way down.
Stadium, Los Angeles market, all of that.
And would the Patriots be up there if it weren't for the 20-year run? I mean, I think they'd be
probably
high.
Probably not.
But I think a 20-year dynastic run is going to help elevate your value.
Absolutely. And so San Francisco, Philly, Miami, the Jets, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Bears, the Texans, the Falcons, the Seahawks, the Broncos, all ranked ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you start to look at the division for the Chiefs, we mentioned Oakland, we mentioned Denver, and where are the San Diego Chargers on this list? They're 21. They're the only team in the division that's worth less than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and they've been to five Super Bowls in the last 7 years and won three of them. And yet, as a franchise, they're valued at $6.5 billion, 16th in the league. What I'm getting at here is to grow the value of that franchise, to continue to make this a franchise that is one of the premier in the NFL, this tells me it is time to talk about that new Dome Stadium. And that's the route that the organization should go, because you can do so much more, you can grow your revenues, and you can have unbelievable things. Now, there are conversations going on both sides of the state line, right? You can renovate and it's less money, obviously, or you can build new and it's going to cost more. But when you build new and it costs more, there's been some conversations out there that I've heard from some people in the know. The Chiefs are in discussions with school districts on the Kansas side of the state line to build their practice facility in conjunction with those school districts.
Damn.
And I was told, like, if you're a high school student and the Chiefs end up doing this and they build it, say, in conjunction with the Olathe school district, the kids who are interested in physical training and medical training.
Wow. Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
It's incredible.
Their coursework is going to be taping the ankles of the Chiefs.
Woo!
Like, that's the kind of conversations that are taking place on the Kansas side of the state line.
That would be incredible. How awesome would that be? I would love that. Yes, the education would be, that value is that in and of itself is worth it to me. Getting those high school kids, that sort of experience, that's amazing. That is incredible.
Now, again, those are conversations. I'm not saying any of that's happening.
Definite.
Don't put words into my mouth. Those are some of the conversations that are happening. But that's what Dallas does with the star, right? That's what Minneapolis and Minnesota does with their practice facility. They've turned it into a high school, huge high school stadium, relationships with the high schools and all that kind of stuff to grow their brand, but also to help out the high schools and to give them a facility and an opportunity to do some stuff that they wouldn't do. You build a new stadium, you put a dome on top of it, you start bringing in all of these events that we want, the Super Bowl, the Final Four, Taylor Swift's residency, all that kind of stuff. That's how that franchise value grows with the Chiefs. The Chiefs have done, and Mark Donovan has done an amazing job over these last couple of years of realizing the opportunities that they have and exploiting them. The next opportunity that they have is really to finish that and build that new Dome Stadium and give this organization the palace they deserve.
Got a pretty awesome palace right now. That's why it's tough. And there are pros and cons. I think the value of the franchise ascending would be awesome for the Chiefs and for Donovan. I don't know how awesome it would be for me and the rest of the fans.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I think they do.
I know. And they should. That makes sense. But part of what makes Kansas City and the Chiefs so awesome is the stadium, is the atmosphere, and is the weather factor. And getting rid of that with a dome would suck. And it would make, I think the Bills, we're going to see it. It's going to be sad next, not this season, but it's the last season in Orchard Park. I think next season it's going to they're going to lose one of their biggest advantages. And I think the Bills Mafia, it's going to be tamed down. And I think that could happen to Chiefs Kingdom really, really
easily. No doubt, 100%, 1,000,000% that could potentially happen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're still the same fans going into the stadium. You know, and you know, the Chiefs did that survey, you know, 6 months ago now or whatever it was. And the three things that people came back with is they wanted a loud stadium, they wanted tailgating, and they wanted plenty of parking. And that was it. And the Chiefs are very respectful of that. That's the thing with this process that both of these teams, and we're totally off on a tangent right now, have taken into consideration. And I think the Chiefs have done a great job at this. And I will give Mark Donovan and the Hunt family a ton of credit for the way that they've kind of, you know, rolled this thing out and talked about, you know, what the fans want, right? They went to the fans, and it was a 30-minute survey. But we all sat there and we all took the survey and it all came back as we want it loud, we want parking, and we want tailgating. That was all the fans wanted if they decided to build a new stadium. And so they take that very seriously, right? The Hunt family takes that very seriously. And if they end up building a new stadium in Kansas, you know it's going to be geared to making that place the loudest that it can possibly be and to have that atmosphere that we have right now, because they do take that to heart. That is something that is factoring in their line of thinking of, what do we want to do? How will this affect the way that our fans are right now? Will it make it less of a home field environment? Like, they're considering everything. And that's why it's taking, I think, much longer for the Chiefs to kind of go through this process, because there really is a lot to consider. With the Royals, it's just time. That, like, there's not a lot of history, really, quite frankly, you know, and a lot of great moments inside Kauffman Stadium, as there are at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, yes, at Arrowhead.
You know, and they're all recent memories at Arrowhead Stadium, but there are memories right now. And so there's a lot of push and pull for that. And look, I mean, Clark's dad built that place. That's his childhood home. So there's a lot of that that's going on right now. But when you talk about values of the franchises, and if you're Clark Hunt and you look at that and you go, man, we're 16th in the NFL. We're calling ourselves the world's team, which they are.
They are.
And they're only the 16th most valuable team in the NFL. That's got to change.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with them, and it shouldn't. Yeah, with all the success, all being the America's team, the world's team, all these things, right? Getting every international game, getting every primetime game, doing all of the work and some of the cons that come with that title and not reaping a lot of the benefits that should come with it too.
Yeah,
that would build frustration. I understand that.
Why are the Dallas Cowboys worth twice as much as the Chiefs?
It's crazy.
I know it's Dallas to Kansas City, but that's so what? Based on what's going on the field and off the field, there is no more dynamic NFL team than the Kansas City Chiefs.
We got a text that the Bills aren't building a dome stadium. Yeah, it's a canopy thing. It's going to cover most of the stadium. It'll stop any of the weather, any of the precipitation games that we love in Buffalo, any of the snow, all that's gone.
Yeah, go look at that weird roof.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Shield cover, like, I don't know how to explain what that is, but it's basically a roof without having a roof. The fans are going to be covered, but the field will still be open.
Is what they say. Yep.
And I think they kind of got tired of shoveling the stadium and doing all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the franchise valuations are always awesome to kind of look at and see who's some of the top teams worth in the NFL. Shockingly, Cincinnati is the last team in the NFL. But the Chiefs are valued at $6.53 billion at 16. The Cincinnati Bengals are at $5.5 billion. It's only $1 billion less.
Yeah,
Chiefs are only worth $1 billion more than the least valuable franchise in the NFL. I don't know how that makes sense.
Which is crazy, because the disparity is far. It's 16 spots with them and the Bengals, and then it's 16 spots between them and the Cowboys. $1 billion between them and the Bengals, $6 billion between them and the Cowboys. The disparity at that top grows quite a bit.
Big time. Really big time. All right, as we move along here on 96.5, The Fan, Peyton Manning spoke yesterday about Jalen Hurts, and he was talking with Chris Collinsworth on the podcast, and this is what he had to say about Jalen Hurts. He says, he's played so well in both of the Super Bowls, but I like the way he goes about it. He calls me a lot and asks me a lot of questions. Think about that for a second.
I like that.
That's great life advice for everybody who's young in their career. Call somebody who was successful. Pick their brain. Ask them about things. Find out why. Jalen Hurts is picking up the phone and calling Peyton Manning to ask questions. If you're an Eagles fan, how excited are you to hear that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, how excited are you as an Eagle fan to hear that? And he goes on to say, does Peyton, they actually run a lot of plays that we used to run. Sirianni to Frank Reich to Tom Moore, sort of that chain. And he calls me with very specific questions about certain plays. So he's a student of the game. Here's another example. He squats 600 pounds so he can run over guys and he can throw it a mile. But his appreciation of the cerebral part of the game is what is impressive to me and how he's taken his game to the next level. And I think the sky's the limit for that guy. Collinsworth then says, have you ever met a more intense, serious human being than Jalen? Manning says no. And Collinsworth says, it's almost intimidating when you're in the room with him. Now, I will say that's kind of caught the moment. They've both been around Patrick.
Yeah, come on. Mahomes is a different level.
Yeah. So Peyton Manning says that about Jalen Hurts. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. I'm a Jalen Hurts probably apologist at this point in time. Seeing Peyton Manning say that, does that change your opinion about Jalen Hurts?
It doesn't change my opinion of him right now, of what I think of him, but it changes my opinion on what he could be. I love Jalen Hurts as a guy and as an athlete and just as a competitor. Like, he's got all the things you'd want in a quarterback from a personality standpoint to a leadership standpoint and obviously to a work ethic standpoint. That's what this tells you. And I think I've talked about this a few times on this show, but I think it goes forgotten quite often is these guys get better. These refs get better. These coaches get better. These players are constantly trying to get better. And Jalen Hurts is, I think he's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. That's an age where you're still getting better and you're still learning a lot of things in your craft and you're refining what you do. He's young. Mm-hmm. So I'm staying open to the fact that he can get better at the things that I don't think he's good at yet, like being a passer, like being in a pass first offense, like having to take the team on your back from a air raid standpoint. I don't think he has the ability to do, but I think if he's calling Peyton Manning every day and asking questions and wanting to learn, he knows that he's not there yet. And that makes me fearful because if he is able to get there, he will be the best quarterback on the planet.
Yeah, he has that opportunity to do so. Now, I think what I like about those comments by him, it reminds me of Mahomes a little bit, is that the appreciation of the cerebral part of the game. I mean, Patrick loves that part of the game, right? He loves learning and, you know, putting all this kind of stuff into play and using his brain. I do think Patrick has a photographic memory. I've compared him and Bill Self over the years. Very similar people, right? They're chameleons. They can relate to anybody. They can blend into any situation. They remember everything. They don't forget a damn thing. They're smartest human beings in the world. And then they act like they're the all shucks guy, right?
Yeah,
they're the exact same person. Bill Self has a photographic memory, and so does Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, you can ask about anything, and he recalls that play like it's nobody's business. That's the cerebral part of the game. That's the part of the game that when you're a professional athlete, and it doesn't matter what sport you're in, that's the part of the game that you have to work at when you're done being the best athlete in the room, right? Because once you get to the professional level, you are no longer the best athlete out there and can just out-athlete anybody. The players that put in the work in the classroom off the field are the ones that succeed on the field. Do your homework, get good test scores.
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework, perform well on Sunday. Do your homework, perform well in your job. It's just the way that life works itself out, right? When you put in the work behind the scenes, the work that you show everybody seems so easy. And then we say, man, those guys make it look easy. You know why they make it look easy? Because they busted their ass in the classroom for 27 hours a day.
Yes, exactly. Every waking moment they were working, they were thinking, they were trying to figure out, okay, what can I do to get myself ahead of this competition? And that's what Jalen Hurts is doing. And that the fact that he's already reached the mountaintop, made a Super Bowl twice, I know that he has the clutch gene. I've got to see more from him in other instances of the game. I'm going to wait till I change any of my rankings in that way. But I love to see him work this way. I do think part of the reason that I get frustrated is the end there with, have you ever seen it more intense, serious human than Jalen? It's like, no. It's like, yeah, okay, we have. Patrick Mahomes is that. And I see a good text like, Mahomes is more approachable. Jalen Hurts has that more intimidating personality. I don't know. I think Hurts gets so much mileage off of this, like, this aura around him, this energy. Like, he's got these quotes of, like, don't do it in the light, do it in the dark when no one's watching, the shadows or what. And it's, like, super cool or whatever, but I don't know how much that really means to the quality of his play on the field, but I think he's got a lot of aura points.
I will say this, the off the field stuff is one of the biggest reasons why Kyler Murray fails.
It's true.
You know,
you're right.
I mean, I know the video game thing and all, I'm not going to sound like an old man, don't play video games. Yeah, it's your time, you do what you want. I get all that. And you need that break every once in a while. But ask yourself this question, are Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and guys like that doing that where it's become you're addicted to the video game and you're not putting in the right preparation in the classroom. Athletes who fail in the NFL and Major League Baseball aren't failing because they're not athletes and they're not talented. They're failing because they're not willing to put in the work off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it ultimately boils down to. So if I was an Eagle fan and I saw those comments that he's calling Peyton Manning and the cerebral part of the game.
It's incredible.
I'm sitting back and I'm going, we've got our guy.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have our guy. The Eagles have our guy. The Bills have their guy.
Yeah.
The Ravens have their guy. The Bengals probably have their guy, right? Not many teams have their guy. But I just love the off-the-field stuff with Jalen Hurts. That just rings so true to me because you see it around here. These guys put in the work on the field and off the field, and the ones who don't, well, they drop passes, Kadarius.
And I think both those things can be true. I think this is a good conversation to have. Like, Hurts is the guy. You're right. I believe that. Hurts is a future of the franchise. He's a franchise quarterback. He can obviously win a Super Bowl. I still think he's a win with, not a win because of, but like, he is a guy you want leading your franchise, and I think that can be simultaneously true with him not being a top five quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
both
fine.
Those things can exist at the same time.
Yeah.
I
just have a hard time finding a lot of guys that can be in that top five, quite honestly.
No, I get you. I get you. This is another good text from the 913. He can be Peyton Manning. We have Brady.
Yeah. I love that text.
Yeah,
that's really good, man.
Yes.
And that's true. You know, that's a great text. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, he can be Peyton because that's kind of where he is. Because Patrick's already got Brady on speed dial. We know that.
Yep.
And when you watch the Kingdom episode tonight, you'll understand even more the impact that, you know, Brady may or may not have had. I don't want to give it away on Patrick Mahomes. You'll see all that kind of stuff in there. And so Jalen Hurts is thinking, all right, he's already got Tom Brady. I'm in a former relationship with Peyton because Peyton also played in this style of offense and understands the plays, and I can pick up the phone and I can call.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Him and I can talk about this stuff because he knows he's on the same page. I don't have to waste time explaining.
Yep.
I know that I'm having a conversation with a guy who's been exactly where I am.
And he's like the smartest mind football may have ever seen.
Yeah.
So you're getting to glom onto and kind of talk to. That's awesome.
I know. It is fantastic. It's like you with me. Coming up here on 96.5.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.